is professional wrestler and former Ring of Honor Pure Wrestling Champion Hurricane John Walters, and you're listening to the Ring of Honor Review.
Hello, and welcome to the ROH Review. I'm three-time pro wrestling author Oliver Newman, and unfortunately, my co-host Stephen Jackson isn't with me here today. But here we are for episode 19 of the ROH Review, which once again, we're looking back on ROH Free Enterprise. This will be part three. ROH finally taking the idea that me and Stephen come up with to put Free Enterprise, which was a free show, on their TV or social media for free, basically. With ROH Free Enterprise part four to come next week, which finishes off the show in its entirety. So, yep, we'll start hot and heavy once again with the ROH Star Spotlight. And this time, for the first time since we started the ROH Star Spotlight, we're going to focus on a female. And in this instance, we're going to focus on Sara Del Rey. So, yep, with my trusty 5 minutes on the clock. Yeah, and once again with this, much like last week's edition of the ROH Review, only going out in audio this week, like last week, so needs the two of us to be here to do audio and video. So we hope you're enjoying listening to the ROH Review episodes 18 and 19 on soundcloud.com/bbgwpod. Okay, so yeah, 5 minutes on the clock, and let's talk about Sara Del Rey. Okay, so first up, Sara Del Rey debuted, she's an ROH alumni, and she debuted in a dark match at ROH Vendetta 2005 against Lacey, manager of champions and a fantastic female wrestler in her own right. This was a dark match, but you know, could be classed as the debut. In terms of the main show debut, she debuted against Daisy Hayes at ROH Destiny 2006. She's been predominantly in mixed tag matches. She was one half of the Dangerous Angels with ROH OG Alison Danger. I had the honor and privilege of meeting her in person during the ROH double shot in Liverpool in March 2007, when I was at the same hotel as the ROH wrestlers, and she was just a lovely person. Well worthy of the success that she's having that current day, which I'll get to. She defended the Shimmer title against Lacey once again at Death Before Dishonor Night 2. What she's mostly known for in ROH is feuding with Daisy Hayes, that happened in singles and tag team matches. She entered the Honor Rumble at ROH New Horizons, the only woman in that match. She was on the second ever ROH on HD Net against perennial rival Daisy Hayes once again. She has wrestled on pay-per-view, Final Battle 2010, the 9th anniversary show, Honor Takes Center Stage Night 1, and ROH Boiling Points. She was a member of Sweet and Sour Incorporated, where she was managed by the late, great Larry Sweeney. And she teamed with Chris Hero. They were the intergender tag team champions, although it wasn't an official title. Probably the highest moment of her ROH career came when she teamed with the Kings of Wrestling, Claudio Castagnoli and Chris Hero, to take on the Briscoes, Mark and Jay, and Amazing Kong in the main event at ROH Hate Chapter 2. And then she left ROH in 2012 to join WWE. We hoped it would be in an in-ring capacity. It wasn't. She became the first ever female trainer. In 2015, she became the assistant head trainer. And now she is the director of women's wrestling in WWE and NXT. And if you want to know one of the most important people in the women's wrestling revolution or evolution in WWE and NXT, it is Sara Del Rey, now going by her real name, Sara Amato. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed that ROH Star Spotlight for the first time on a female who left an indelible mark in the company. Okay, so going into the news, we have unfortunate news to share. As you might be aware, the 18th year anniversary and past versus present have been cancelled because of coronavirus fears and concerns. Gutted, but understand the need for a safety first approach and applaud ROH for finally coming to that decision. And yeah, hopefully those shows will take place at a later date in 2020. Next up, the franchise of ROH, Jay Lethal, is the last man to enter the ROH Pure Title Tournament. The Briscoes are going to take on Roosh and Dragon Lee in a second match between the two teams, ROH Battlestar, in April. Roosh against Bandido at Pure Excellence Night 1. It will be a proving ground match if Roosh is still the ROH World Champion. Kenta and Tomohiro Ishii are signed for ROH New Japan Pro Wrestling War of the Worlds Tour in May. La Fashion, Kenny King, El Toro Blanco Roosh, and the current ROH World Television Champion Dragon Lee are going to be taking on the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions Mexi Squad, Rey Harus, Bandido, and Flamita, if he's recovered from his injury, at Pure Excellence Night 2. If Mexi Squad are still the champions, that will be for the ROH six-man tag team titles. Okay, so yep, next up, Future of Honor, Matt Sexsells versus Firework Fox Vigna. Once again, 5 minutes on the clock. And here we go. For the first time, at least to my recollection, it's been announced that closed fists are illegal in FOH, Future of Honor. Two good pre-match promos. Matt Sells, you know, getting across his flamboyant character, while Fox Vigna got across his, you know, different, you know, character as well. Love the grittiness of recording from, I'm guessing, the ROH Wrestling School, which was before the ROH Dojo. And this is basically how I would imagine an ROH dark match to go. From either back in the day or, you know, before shows now, basically to go out and have a match but don't take away from the main card. That's not an insult to either guy, it's just it was that kind of match. Two good characters, a good wrestling match, and yeah, just another you know, interesting Future of Honor contest. With Steve not here to debate things, these 5 minutes are going to be nowhere near. So in terms of the show, it's looking back at Free Enterprise Part 3, as I said in the intro. PCO and Roosh from Saturday Night Sense stage highlights. Nick Aldis, the NWA Heavyweight Champion of the World, involvement and basically what led to Villain Enterprises versus Roosh and Aldis. The first match is one third of the ROH World Six-Man Team Champions, Rey Harus versus Villain Enterprises' Brody King. And much like we said in the review of the show, this is a good big man, smaller man match, a battle of power and strength against agility and speed. Harus, you know, tried his utmost to get the advantage over Brody King, but Brody King's power and strength saw out in the end, and with the gonzo bomb, he was able to put away the one third of the six-man ROH World Tag Team Champions. Good match, though. Next up is highlights of Homicide's career in ROH and Delirious's career in ROH as they, you know, were making a comeback at ROH Past versus Present this past Saturday, Saturday the 14th of March 2020. As I mentioned in the, you know, the first part of the news, those shows didn't take place. So, but really good in terms of the hype. Just a shame the shows didn't take place, like I said. Okay, next up, Brian Zane's Wrestling with Regret Top 5 Odd Couples. Number 5, Charlie Haas and Rick Titus. Number 4, Low-Key and Homicide. Number 3, former ROH Tag Team Champions, so two-time ROH Tag Team Champions, BJ Whitmer and Jimmy Jacobs. Number 2, Christopher Daniels and Matt Sydal. And number 1, the man who has just gone into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2020, the amazing pioneer of junior heavyweight wrestling in Japan and America. And Stephen wrote an amazing article on him for the Wrestling Estate. The legendary Jushin Thunder Liger and his tag team partner Cheeseburger. Next up, we have once again highlights of a competitor at Past versus Present. This time, Matt Sydal. Then we have a backstage interview with Roosh, Kenny King, and Amy Rose. And one of the best things about this was the zinger that Kenny King had towards Nick Aldis, that he wasn't the most famous wrestler in his own household. I chuckled at that, I thought that was funny. Just basically saying they don't trust Nick Aldis. So, yeah. Then we have more highlights of another team, in this case, coming back for ROH Past versus Present. This time, the Havana Pitbulls. Then we're on to the main event, and that is the NWA World Champion, Nick Aldis, and La Fashion El Toro Blanco Roosh against Villain Enterprises, excuse me, ROH World Champion PCO and the Villain Marty Scurll. For me, what I noticed this time round, because we watched this and reviewed it before, be sure to check out our social medias for that. Three interesting in-ring stories. La Fashion against Villain Enterprises, which is the faction feud currently happening in ROH. NWA versus ROH World Champions in Aldis and PCO. And Aldis versus Skrull and the implications for the Crockett Cup where they'll meet for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Roosh and Aldis worked well as a team until late match miscommunication. Aldis went for his elbow drop, PCO pulled Roosh on top of him, and he basically elbowed Roosh in the back. This caused Roosh to leave, and PCO pins Nick Aldis, so the ROH World Champion pins the NWA World Heavyweight Champion with the PCO salt And yeah, good match. Those stories kept it interesting. And yeah, the action was, really, really good. I enjoyed that a lot. And next up, we have Doug Williams highlights, another guy who was coming back for past versus present. And to finish up, we had Quinn McKay, who was once again flying solo. I know how you feel, Quinn. She said about Roosh winning the title at Gateway to Honor, the ROH World title, and the fact that he was going to defend against Overkill / the Preacher's Son, Mark Haskins, at the 18th year anniversary. Once again, didn't go ahead. There was a great preview video and really great focus on Haskins, who talked about, you know, why he wants this ROH World title and what it means to him. It was really, really good. Next up, we have the ROH throwback. This time, 5 minutes on the clock. This is from the ROH 18th year anniversary celebration on ROH's YouTube. For this one, I've picked from the CM Punk collection, and in particular the ROH World title, CM Punk versus Austin Aries, Punk's last night in ROH. In terms of the story told in the match, Aries's neck being hurt or injured because of his international ROH World title reign. He's basically defended it all across the world. Punk has the fan support and manages to win the title. What's not shown is his I'm a Snake promo, where he turned on the crowd, and that led to Christopher Daniels returning. And Punk said he was going to leave with the ROH World title and go to WWE. So you get to see the full match, but you need the DVD to see some of the post-match stuff. And that is from ROH Death Before Dishonor, number 3 from 2005. Just in summary, that's the one I was going for. This is a really good match. Was getting up to be one of the better matches in ROH history. I suppose the ending kind of took away Punk kicking out of like the Pepsi plunge and stuff, but brilliant story told both in the match, post match, and obviously it's led to the summer of Punk as well. So yeah, a pretty critical match in ROH history, and well worthy of being in the 18th anniversary celebration. Okay, next up, another 5 minute countdown, this time for a Women of Honor match from Supercard of Honor 11, I believe. Ian Riccoboni and QT Marshall are on commentary for a Luchadora match featuring CMLL's Marcella against La Amapola. It was said that this was in front of ROH's biggest crowd at that moment in time, so 3,500 fans, and the two ladies are just mirror images of each other because of the long feud they've had in Mexico. Once again, because me and Stephen look at this to see how important women's wrestling is in ROH, especially on YouTube. 81,000 views. One of the highlights of the match is a butterfly backbreaker by Marcella, which was beautiful. Sportswomanship basically the whole match until like hair pulls late in the contest. Double knees, Michinoku driver, and Marcella wins. And once again, this is one of the best matches on this show, the review that I'm currently doing. Just women's wrestling in ROH needs to be more respected because it's really, really good. We are fans of women's wrestling, but we'll we'll say it straight, but 81,000 views, really good, almost 12 minute match, and just fantastic stuff. Really, really enjoyed this match, and I'm sure Stephen would have as well. You might think I'm rushing through, which to an extent I am, because no one wants to hear my voice for so long, but it's difficult when you go solo because you're not debating with anyone. So yeah, just in closing, links and plug wise, we are proudly hosted by Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. Their Twitter is at BBG Wrestling. The main show is at BBGW Pod, and the website is BBGWrestling.com. We have a partnership with Powerslam.tv. 6,500 plus hours of wrestling from 140 plus promotions, and you can use that streaming service on us for free for a month using the code BROKENFREE. And for myself, as I mentioned in the intro, I'm a free time pro wrestling author. My first book, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. I mentioned this because it has ROH included in it. I was at ROH Unified in August 2006. As I mentioned during the Star Spotlight on Sara Del Rey, I was at the same hotel as ROH wrestlers in March 2007. And I was at the Liverpool Double Shot in March 2007 too. My second book, which I'm always hesitant to talk about, is Fans Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE. Hesitant to talk about this because it's not really about ROH, but it is about ROH alumni. So if you want to know about AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, etc., then this is the book for you. And lastly, my third book, A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. I was at the Orlando Double Shot in 2008, and I took ROH alumni and my modern day favourite wrestler, Paul London, to the main events and to the World Heavyweight title, fantasy booking him there. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. And all those books are available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon, Kindle Unlimited for free, or if you'd like a signed copy, contact me on my Big Cartel, afansperspective.bigcartel.com. And lastly, just our social media, on Twitter, at ROH Review, on Instagram, at ROH Review. Our YouTube is one of those funny things we'll have to put in the description. We have a Facebook now, ROH Review 2019, because that's when we're established. Yep, that's everything. So I hope you've enjoyed this condensed version of the ROH Review. Stephen, I hope you're back with me ASAP, but I understand why you couldn't be here tonight. Sending best wishes and well wishes your way, my friend. And that'll wrap it up for the ROH Review episode 19. And just quickly, in terms of what we might have this week, although things are up in the air, an interview with an ROH alumni or star, I'm sure will come at some point this week. And that's probably all I can say. Until next week and ROH Review episode 20, which finishes off the Free Enterprise Show, spoilers. Thank you very much for tuning in, and like we always say, thank you so much for listening, for being part of the 10,000 plus listeners, for the ROH wrestlers, alumni, OGs, current stars, whoever's liked and retweeted our work. We really appreciate it because it shows we're doing the right thing. And yeah, we really appreciate it all. So thank you very much for joining me. Hopefully you've enjoyed the audio and understand that we can't do video as a solo person. And yeah, until next time, thanks everyone. Bye for now. Bye.